Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Brent Reed, Mark Guy, Ryan Girdler. My name is Tony Squires, and it's a great privilege to welcome to the show the Broncos coach, Kevvy Walters. G'day, Kevvy.
Good afternoon. How are you, gents?
Very well, thank you. What do you do on the a Saturday afternoon after it was 46 to 60? Just clear your head if you're out and about having a little bit of a walk. What's the process for you?
Now, we're actually still up in Darwin, so we've just finished our review of the game last night, which took us a while to get through. And then we're on a flight about 2 o'clock this afternoon back home to Brizzy. So, yeah, it's a big day ahead. Yeah.
Kevvy, I guess last night probably wasn't as a surprise for you as it was for the rest of us. You know, we saw the game against Penrith. We thought the standards had been set. And then last night, you had to be disappointed.
Oh, definitely disappointed. And the players are too, for that matter. You know, it was we took some, I thought, some really made some really good progress against the Panthers. And we're in that up to our eyeballs. But, you know, the NRL, she's a tough old gig, and you've got to show up every week, particularly, you know, against, any team you're playing. And Parramatta been in good touch as well, haven't they? They're a good, strong, solid unit that play consistent footy, which is where we're trying to get to.
Kevvy, is this job bigger than you thought it was?
No, not at all. You know, it's always, you know, when a team finishes where it did, it's not fixed overnight, you know. So I understand when I, you know, took the role, that it was a big job to take on, one, and two, that you... It's going to take some time to fix the problems at the Broncos. So, no, certainly not. I'm still, I love footy and I love working at the club. It's disappointing. There's lots of, you know, roadblocks in front of us at the moment, but we'll get there. Just got to, you know, stay on the track that we're on. And I've got no, it's a very clear picture, you know, in my head of where we need to take this club.
You are Brisbane Broncos, Kevvy. Winning 5 competitions with them. Last week, before the game against Panthers, you had a talk to your boys, your troops, before the game, and they acted accordingly. Last night, you had the jersey in your hand post-match, talking to the boys. What was said, if you can let us in on a little bit of what happened after the game last night with you and boys?
Yeah, Andrew, certainly. Just a little bit of, you know, every club has its own sort of ideals and culture and the like, and I got a really strong, you know, feelings towards the Broncos and where all that stuff sits with us. And I just, you know, that last night just wasn't the Broncos. And that's what I said to the players. I mean, the jersey, it's got to mean more than just running out in it. You know, that's what, you know, the good clubs, I'll say the good clubs, the clubs that are doing well at the moment, they got pride in their jersey, mate. And the Panthers are a great example of that. You know, all those kids coming through the region playing together. They got real pride in their community and in the jersey that they're playing for. That's lacking a bit at the moment at the Broncos.
One guy who you can't say that about is Payne Haas, who's observing Ramadan at the moment. He's a Herculean effort last night. If you had another 3 or 4 like him, you'd be happy.
Oh, I'd have 16 of them more like him. But 3 or 4 will take at the moment. Yeah, that's for sure. But yeah, he's been outstanding, mate. He missed the opening 3 rounds, of course, with his suspension from the game, and then he's been our best player every week. He's won all our awards, and yeah, he's a pleasure to coach. He's a great fella, and puts out on the field as well, which is, you know, disappointing in a lot of respects that a lot of guys don't support him in what he's doing in his endeavours, you know.
Lots of moving parts, Kevvy, as an NRL coach, obviously, and lots going on away from the field as well for you guys, recruitment, retention, all those things. How do you feel the club's going in those areas?
Yeah, well, you know, that's what the opening sort of 10 rounds or opening of the NRL Premiership was, to, you know, to see where we're at as a club. We've come up against some strong opposition and we've found out where we're actually at, you know, as a club. So, we've got some work to do, certainly, around our roster and our recruitment. And obviously the next 2 or 3 weeks are going to be critical for us on, you know, we're trying to retain the services, you know, of Katoni Stage. He's a big one for us at the moment. If we can lock him away, then we can move on to other subjects.
Where do you see him playing, Kevvy? Where's the value in Katoni?
Well, when he comes back, he'll slot straight into the centre position, certainly. But, you know, he can play in the back row. He can play in the centres. He can play in the halves for us, I think. So, that's his versatility. And we'll sort that out with him once we get his signature.
Kevvy, what about the halves? I mean, can you give us a straight answer? Adam Reynolds, Mitch Moses, Sean Johnson. Are you interested in all 3, none of the 3, 2 of the 3, 1 of the 3?
Well, everybody right now, when you're off a 46 hiding, everybody's of interest to us, aren't they? You know, but, look, I, you know, I'm confident that we can come up with the right people, you know, in our organisation to get the job done. We've got some halves there at the moment that are, like the rest of the team, struggling in different areas, which is, you know, all part of the learning process, you know, particularly for young Tommy Dearden. He's had a bit of a tough start to his career. But I'm sure that there are better days ahead for Tom and for Brody and for everyone in the club. We just got to, you know, get support around them, keep trying to get better with our what we're doing with things. And obviously, you know, we like to try and promote from within if we can. But if we can't, well, we'll look outside the circle for sure.
So you'll look at all those guys, Kev?
Well, that'll be something that we talk about next week. We have had some minor discussions around it, you know, next year or even this year in the roster. It's, as you know, in today's game, it's always changing and always moving. So we're no different. And the results, I guess, reflect that as well. So, yeah, we'll have a look, a tight look at our team early next week when we get together as a committee, and we'll have a look and see what's available and then move forward from there.
Great thing about it being a Brisbane fan, a Broncos fan, is that you're always reading stories in the papers. They're everywhere. They're writ large, obviously. They're on Friday night footy most weeks. How is it travelling around, you know, Brisbane? Obviously, you're in Darwin at the moment, but how are the people accepting what's going on with this season?
Oh, look, yeah, they've got to be patient. I mean, there's lots of noise, outside noise around the Broncos, and there always is, whether they're winning games or losing games. So at the moment, we're losing, and that's a little bit more difficult to sort of cop. But I guess you've got to toughen up and, you know, take a bit of the heat off the players as such. You know, I'm more than happy to, you know, absorb a lot of that heat, because I know I've got, there's a really clear picture in my head of where this club needs to get to, and we're not there yet, but we're making small steps to make sure that we do get there, you know, in the long run.
Kevin, we're about to do a break after we speak with you about the report card for all the new coaches who have been given roles this year. What would you give yourself as a report card thus far after 7 rounds, mate?
Well, that's a tough one, MG. I mean, for me personally, I can see some small changes in the Broncos and how they're going. But if you look at the real picture on the ladder, well, we've won 1 from 7 games. So all my report cards at school didn't read that great either, MG. So this one's not going to be any different, mate.
hey, Kev, I mentioned before Carmichael's expected to be at Broncos training potentially on Monday. What's the idea behind bringing Carmichael back? I understand he'll be in a training trial and won't be able to play till round 11, but what's the idea of bringing him back?
Just bringing a bit of experience and a bit of sort of old Bronco, I guess, more than anything, you know, around his training and his preparation for games or for training, at training. All those things are important. You know, our younger halves can sort of learn off that as well. You know, he was a great Broncos player in his day. It was many years ago now, I know, but yeah, just his attitude around the group, and yeah, I'm sure he'll be a big assistance to us.
Darwin, how hot was it?
Oh, it was pretty good, actually. It was hot through the middle of the day, but then sort of the evenings cool off and the mornings aren't too bad, so yeah, it's been okay. The only thing that worried me was that scoreline last night. That's the biggest danger of Darwin.
Absolutely. Mm. And does Alfie still bring a smile to your face, though?
Oh, he's kicking cans as well this morning, because he's a big fan of the club too and wants everyone to do well, so yeah, it's a Not so great this morning, but we'll get on the flight, get home, and get ready for the Titans on Friday night.
Well, mate, in those circumstances, we really appreciate you having a chat. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
See you, mate.
Report card.
We'll send you a copy.
We'll just add a plus to it.
You,
I love it. Thanks, Kevy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.